Hey everybody, this is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. So we are going to do a spur of the moment podcast that I was thinking of as I was actually doing these intervals this morning. If you've been following along, I've been in my base period for about 2-3 weeks, I want to say, maybe 4 weeks. And then just got a call on Sunday with the opportunity to go to Vuelta a Ecuador. And it's an 8-day stage race. It is 4 or 5 stages in around sea level, lowlands. One stage is 140 miles. Then we head to the high mountains at ridiculous altitude. I will be in the gruppetto there, but hopefully can be a great teammate before then or up to the mountain or whatever, do whatever I can before altitude plays its part for someone who's not acclimated to that. So quickly, we are just shifting things to, hey, I'm going to go do this bike race in 2.5 weeks. And there's really not much that I can do in terms of, I mean, I can just try to get race ready. You're not really going to change your physiology in 2.5 weeks. It's the middle of December. I need to be realistic with that. When I look back at what I have been doing to provide some context to the comments that I'll make about today's ride, last Saturday, I did a group ride here in Fort Lauderdale and actually made the comment to myself, man, I'm glad I'm not racing right now. The next day I got this call and I was like, I have a ton of volume though. I'm actually not too worried about it. And seeing the big picture is what this podcast is going to be all about. So that week, on Wednesday, November 10th, I did a 3x5 minute VO2, felt okay, only did 3 of them, was just trying to keep the system rolling for even through base, you know, do a couple efforts every once in a while, maybe every couple weeks. Felt good, but did not do like a 5x5, which would be obviously harder than 3x5 minutes. And then the week before that though, it was mostly endurance riding. Went for a KOM, but it was much longer duration. It was like 10 minutes, not VO2 max. Huge week, doing a lot of volume. And really the last time I went for a hard ride with something short was like October 13th, if I'm looking back. Yeah, it was right before I moved in at North Carolina. And then the weekend before that, like end of September, beginning of October, I did a couple as well. So today I look at the schedule and Tom had down 4x6 minutes super threshold, basically rolling around 106% FTP, which I was like, I'm gonna crush these. This is awesome. It's not even VO2 max. You know, you get, and in his little description, he talks about the slow component of VO2 max. When you're at the intensity between lactate threshold and maximal aerobic power, ideally oxygen intake gradually rises towards VO2 max. So you're technically working VO2 max, even though it's not mentally as hard. To be honest, I would rather do a 5x5 look at power than do it this way, but I'm very open to trying different things and was like, cool, 4x6 minutes. Warm up, I get out there, it's super early. I do the first one and I should look at the watts, like went very well. And I was like, this is weird that the rest, usually if I do like 5x5s, I try and have like 3 minutes in between. Sometimes I can't get down the hill that fast. And since this is not even a VO2 power interval, I'm like, this is so weird that he put 4 minutes rest. Like I don't, this would like definitely hamper the slow component. I'm like, maybe there's something to this. I'm thinking about it. And let's see. The first one that I did was 440 watts. So just what the prescription was. Do my rest. Do the next 4 at 435 watts. And then I'm like, this can't be right. And so I open my phone. I'm like, oh my God, 4x6 minutes, dummy. It's not 6x4 minutes. I don't even know how I can. You know how I confused it? It was 5:30 in the morning. That's my excuse. Poor execution. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do 3. The first 6 minutes, I only did 410 watts. And then the next one, I only did 413. and the next one I did 406. And I actually was coming up to a stoplight and there were cars there, and I was like, it was 4 minutes and 45 seconds, and I'm like, man, I really want to run this, but I'm not going to do that. So I stopped. I could have finished it. I'm confident in that. So what I would say to other athletes is, man, you were only, 20 watts off. Yeah, that stinks. It's really more, those last couple were more threshold, but you had shorter rest. It's not the end of the day. It's one workout. It's frustrating though. You want to crush every workout. And so now as I'm riding along, I'm thinking to myself, see the big picture. Look at what have I done the past few weeks. I will say one of my weaknesses is admitting to myself when I'm tired, and admitting when, and I've learned this by now, I've gotten much better about it. I used to wonder, what's going on? Why am I not crushing this? Just last week, I did those 3 by 5 minutes at over 480. If I actually go back and look real quickly, I did the first one at, they're only 4 minutes. 480, 455, and 454. So just last week, I was better, okay? And the week before that, I only did the one KOM and I got it. And the week before that is when I was gone for 5 days and off the bike. And that first week I came back was 24 hours of training, 22 of which were on the bike, 2 of strength training. Last week was 23 hours and 21 and a half was on the bike. And I'm 12 and a half hours in this week, 11 of which are on the bike. So my body's probably a little tired. So I need to chill out. And maybe, who knows, maybe my power meter was reading a little funny. I don't think that was the case. But there's always that, you know. I was thinking too that when I did the lactate clearance workout on Tuesday that I maybe had talked about in another podcast, I just didn't feel as good at them. I didn't feel like I was executing them as well as I had before. So maybe my lactate clearance is a little sloppy. It hasn't really been used a ton. The efforts that I've been doing in the past, before I started base, I was having fun doing KOM efforts. I wasn't training. I wasn't staying on top of that, which is totally good, I think. I mean, you can't be training all year long or you'll get to March and be totally toast. Well, and then I thought, okay, well, maybe I'm making excuses for myself. Let's keep going down this line, though. You know what? I'm now riding on pancake flat roads. Maybe I've really started riding in a way that is much more suited to the hills that I'm climbing that will definitely produce more watts. Maybe I need to give myself a little break there. I haven't adjusted to riding this way. And you'll hear me talk on bike radio on the next one that drops next Wednesday. I have had this damn hip flexor pain come back, and I found out exactly what it was. I won't spoil the episode, but it's related to the saddle I was on. I realized last year now, I used to love the Physique Aerion. Rode it for 11 years, which made me think, hey, I don't need to change. I've ridden it so much. But because it allows you to move around so much, I was able to nudge forward too much. And on these flat roads, I just nudge. I'm over the pedal cranking, and I'm just torquing the hell out of my hip flexor. I also think that maybe too much tempo. I want to go back and compare some things when I wrote the article, Tempo the Silent Killer, about how I think tempo is a good thing. I think when people are riding every endurance ride at tempo, you get into sticky water. You get in a sticky situation. What's sticky water? Lava? I don't know where that came from. It's clearly need a cup of coffee at 10:30 a.m. after that ride today. You get in a sticky situation where hot water, where you're just doing enough extra work that it catches up with you. And I'm not even talking about in a few weeks. I'm talking in over months' time. And that article, I really still believe that it was all the tempo. I just started riding tempo more. I was getting really aerobically fit. And I was like, tempo. I learned from that. But sometimes history repeats itself. And this is why I have a coach. I need somebody to talk to about this, because it's very easy to make up excuses for yourself. It's very easy to not sit to see, oh man, you just did two massive weeks before. Calm down. Don't overthink this one workout. And one workout is never going to make or break your training. But when I'm thinking about, okay, I'm going to this race, it starts in 3 weeks, I'd like to not suck. So what's the game plan going to be? Obviously, I'm going to do one more ride this weekend just for fun, maybe not try to crush it, and then get some rest in before Thanksgiving, and then ride that week beforehand. And run what you brung. You know, another aspect was the wind is pretty gnarly here. So when it's windy and you get that, it's sometimes hard to keep constant power and you're going 26. I should look at how fast I was going today because it's so flat. You know, just maybe the situation wasn't as good. And if you're as good to perform intervals. And if you're listening, you might be like, I got to stop saying like, I'm really trying. These podcasts have highlighted some bad speaking habits. And I apologize for that. I'm working to get better at that, because that is annoying when someone's saying like. But you might be listening and thinking, this guy's good at making up excuses. I'm just really trying to relate to other athletes in this scenario, because the third week can be tough. And P, I was going 26 and a half miles an hour in these intervals. 27, 26, and 26. The third week can be tough, and it's very easy to get your mind jammed up when you were riding well last week, and now what's going on? You're just tired. You know, give yourself a break. So I'm not going to dwell on this. I don't always post in Strava when I don't do well. I don't always post the workouts. People can pick around and look. Sometimes I stick to workouts a lot, but if they don't go well, I don't know. I guess it's personal. It's not ego, because I don't mind if I fail a workout. It's just like I don't need to be like, oh, failed. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. But hey, posting this podcast, hopefully it helps you remember. See the big picture. Don't be so hard on yourself if something doesn't go correctly. Think or how you want it to go. Think of what else could be going on. Now, if this was the first week, or even if this was last week and this happened, I'd be like, oh, this is not good. Something's up. But I think it's a little fatigue. I'm going to request to have some VO2 max hard starts on November 30th. So maybe I'll come back with a podcast after that one and we'll see how they go. And really, I'm going to do my best to do what I can. But you can only do so much in a few weeks to get ready for a big race. It'll be a fun adventure. I'm really pumped for it. See ya.